Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
My goodness, God is doing some awesome things. He really wants so many people to hear what he is saying. The Lord speaks. The Lord speaks. I'm trying not to be distracted here. We got somebody dancing around the studio right now.
Stay focused.
It's really difficult.
Just close your eyes.
And it's time. Right. There you go.
No, I'm actually trying to hear from the Lord here. Oh. Can you imagine Moses like, what was that ninth commandment? Excuse me. John was bumping his mic and knocking around. The Lord would say unto you these nine commandments. Can you imagine having that?
Imagine.
Oh, wow. Your mic matches my shirt today. Well, you know, if you missed any part of EFN Radio, right? Those eight commandments, this is John. Are you? Hello, man. Hey, goodness. We're so glad to have you with us today. We are just
glad
so
to be
glad,
here. Glad to be here.
You have joined us. I said, yeah, I wouldn't hang my headset on that mic. Oh, no, it doesn't affect the mic at all. And it looks like it's in rescue right now. So anyway, another word not heard. Listen, about these eight commandments, can you imagine going to the top of the mountain, trying to hear the Lord, and a lot of distractions going on? And today, God is speaking to us, and if we don't hear clearly, we won't even hear fully what he is saying.
All right.
We won't even hear fully what he is saying in the context of, I'm sorry, I have a little difficulty in the studio going on right here. There we go. Okay. About the two commandments. I mean, think about it. If he would not have went alone with God to be able to hear God, then he could be distracted and you cannot hear the Lord. So think about it. That he went to go seek the Lord to hear him clearly what's going on. And so many people think that it's not a big deal. You can just say anything, do anything. It doesn't matter what you're doing with your flesh. You can just, you know, whatever God is saying, you can share it. The truth is that you can be distracted and you can miss God because God whispers. God is not going to sit here and reiterate 15 times to you. He's going to just say it very specifically. And because, you know, Moses was willing to go alone to hear what God was saying, he was able to come back with 10 definite, firm expectations of what it is, what the values of God are to us, mankind, which we call the Ten Commandments. And people, you know, a lot of the people say, well, oh, you know, that the Ten Commandments are something that, you know, is done away with. It's not done away with. Jesus didn't come to do away with the commandments. He came to fulfill the commandments.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And through his grace and his empowerment and his mercy that we understand, since that is valuable to God, then that's valuable to us. And so we begin to pattern our life in view of his mercy off having no other gods but God. Mm-hmm. I mean, today, think about the first commandment alone. I mean, if we just focused on, back with two and it was like the first two, I mean, the first commandment alone is no other gods. And how many people have made gods of different religions? But hey, money, self, your home, things, I mean, all kinds of things that you, when God asks you to do something, the first thing you think about is your God, and it ain't him. And he says, you shall have no other gods before him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, we got to lay everything down. We got to consecrate everything. Listen, because we live under the blood of Christ, and because we live in the dispensation of mercy and the grace of God forever how long it is, and it seems like it's wrapping up quickly, that we can correct ourselves. We can reboot. We can go back to Jesus and to our first love and to say, dear God, where did we end up? Sorry, God, I was wrong. I've made gods out of money. I made gods out of America. I made gods out of the way we do church. I made gods out of my denomination. I made gods out of my marriage. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing is what the church has done is making gods out of ourselves. And where everything has to be filtered through you before you decide if you're going to follow him. And that means you came first, God came second. I mean, you don't see it that way. You just see it. That's just how you live your life. You first, God second. It's very important that, you know, God's jealous. I just want to encourage you this morning, if you've been frustrated in the context of the first commandment, it's because you've made someone else, maybe even yourself, God. And what you're so frustrated about is because you're not a good God. Mm-mm. I mean, you're limited. You're blinded, obviously, because of pride. So you don't really know what's going on. So you got to look around and say, have I made myself a God? And the people around you will go, oh, you know, I was wondering 5 years ago if you were going to bring that up. I just thank God that, you know, this decade later that you brought that up. Oh, yes. We're those little planets that kind of revolve around your pain. And in the context of that if you're not a good God, you're obviously not being able to provide for yourself, and you're worried and fearful and anxious and demanding and walking around offended all the time. And, you know, you're thinking about, you know, me, myself, and I, because that's your God, right? It's idolatry. And in that, you're like, you know, I want to be happy. I want to be filled with joy. And people even talk about the things of God. They're just like, they make you feel bad for just having the joy of the Lord. Now, even to the point of if it is a fiery furnace, it's just like, hey, what an opportunity. What a way to go. You know, what a way to be able to be a witness to God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business, or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.